Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back to a Dolphin Friday here, brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Hollywood, Zach here with you, and we head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here to bring in the big horse himself, fresh out of the COVID protocols, Joe Rose. The health and safety protocol.
I'm so glad. It's so funny.
I'm just happy you're feeling better.
No one's laughing. No one's laughing at you, right?
We're laughing at the situation.
We're not laughing at you.
Right. How are you feeling, Joe Rose?
How are you feeling? More importantly, because a lot of texters have cared how you're feeling this week.
I'm doing okay. Thank you. I'm doing okay. I've done better. But obviously, I could be doing a lot worse, so I'm okay. I didn't expect this when it popped up last week, and so I've been a little surprised on how long this thing takes to get going in the right direction. So anyway, enough of that, man. Enough of that.
All right, so here's the thing with Joe. Joe, I know you're having some serious buildup here because I know you love doing the show. And there's been some topics this week that I think would have really got you going just a little bit here. The Aaron Rodgers stuff, the Antonio Brown stuff.
It killed me.
I know. I know. I spoke to you yesterday, and you wanted to go on and on about this stuff. And I'm like, Joe, you know, I spent 4 hours this morning talking about it. So what do you want to jump into here, Joe? You want Aaron Rodgers with the I know you're a big Aaron Rodgers fan, so why don't we start? We can start there with you. We will get into the Dolphin stuff, by the way, but – Joe, should off-the-field stuff have any impact on MVP voting, Hall of Fame voting, any of that kind of stuff?
No. I mean, yeah, if you kill somebody, yeah, or something, okay. Something right. Serious. But, like, for a voter to go on a radio show and rip Aaron Rodgers, he's a different bird. We know that. It's been well-documented for years. But for a guy to come out and say he would never vote for this guy, he should lose his vote. He should never be allowed to vote again. He's what kills. He's part of why the media gets a bad name. Old grumpy guys like that are exactly you feel that way. I get it. There's a human side of everything about how we feel about certain people. But I got to be honest, man. You go public with something like that, you should lose your vote. Which sounds like it would kill this guy to lose his vote, but to go on a radio show and then right after that go, uh-oh, I really messed up on this one. Yeah, yeah. You should lose your vote. You should be out of it. It's the most ridiculous thing. He is the MVP. He got the best record. What he's done, I think it's amazing the fact that the guy literally didn't even know if he's going to play for the team and didn't practice with any of his guys. those two picks in the first game and they lose. Yeah. They get pounded by the Saints and goes on, and nobody's even close to this guy the rest of the season. Got a total of 4 interceptions, and he's had a bunch of his offensive linemen out, and all they do is win, win, win. It's one of the most remarkable seasons for an NFL player we've ever had. It really is. It's been that spectacular what he's been able to do.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive, Aaron Rodgers. And I said this the other day when this whole thing came out. It's the MVP is not most valuable person, it's most valuable player. You don't have to be a good guy to win this award. You have to be a really good player. And you're right. If he didn't come out and say this, kept it personally, didn't, you know, no one would ever know and no one would ever care. But the fact that he did, it should be revoked right away, whether he's upset by it or not. You can't come out and make this a personal thing. That's why everyone's mad at all the Baseball Hall of Fame voters all these years, right? Because it's always a personal thing with them.
Well, look, and nobody holds a bigger grudge. And, you know, Armando's kind of come out from time to time as an NFL voter, and he's kind of let people know how he feels about certain things. And every time I hear it, I go, ooh, man, listen, no matter how you feel about a guy, is he one of the best to ever play? If he is, you got to let that go. And I just feel like some of these NFL writers that put people in the Hall of Fame through the years, if they don't like a guy, it's like, well, he'll get in, but he's not getting in on the he's not going to be a first-time eligible guy to get in. I mean, look, if you're real good, I appreciate we all like really good players who treat all the writers right and do all the right things. Those are special guys, and you build up great relationships with the writers through the years, and we've had some really good guys get in. But, boy, I think you got to be real careful when you make a guy wait 5 or 6 years because you want to teach him a lesson, even though his numbers are screaming, I'm one of the greatest to ever play. It's a touchy one, and that's where you get your old grumpy sports writers. The old white sports writers thing always pops up, and you're right, baseball is going through it too.
Yeah, I mean, just be smart and don't vote for him, but just keep it to yourself.
Correct.
I mean, he's a bad guy. That's all you had to do. Don't vote for him. But yeah.
How mad are you to go on a radio show and tell him what a bad guy Aaron Rodgers is? And Aaron Rodgers hit it right on the head. This just has to do with vaccination. I mean, he's partially right. It has to do with the vaccination, which, as we know here in South Florida, anytime vaccinated or not vaccinated, it brings out an unbelievable response to the text machine. And, you know, it gets a nice divide going with everybody.
All right, Joe, this Antonio Brown deal here is just continues to take wild turn after wild turn. There's a woman involved in this thing now. You know what she's famous for, right? This woman that's involved in the Antonio Brown deal. She's famous for the taking the COVID toilet licking challenge like that. That's actually what she's famous for. She publicly licked a toilet seat in an attempt to get COVID. That was her deal here. But now there's a woman involved in this thing. What do you make of this whole deal with Antonio Brown?
So here's the deal. Like he said, she said, going with Tampa Bay, and now Tom Brady's health guy is involved in this and giving his money back. He was injured. He wasn't injured. I think the coach came out, and I love people are questioning the coach now, Bruce Arians, who seems to be a pretty straight shooter. I mean, it's pretty much, he's got a little old school in him, tells you how you stand. He goes, look, I don't know what this is all about. He's upset he's not getting targets. He told me at halftime he was pouting about not getting enough footballs thrown to him. There's a lot of incentive money. Feels he's not being used, so now he's going back to the, I'm injured and I can't play through this, And so everybody the last few days been breaking down. Well, did you see him jog off the field? Well, that's different. And you pick him back up, and there's still conversation about teams pick. This pattern is not going away with Antonio Brown. It's just not going away, whatever it is. He just turned on Tom Brady. I mean, Nobody has kissed his ass and tried to help him more than Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. You pick him up for a run in the playoffs, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or anybody else that's got pretty good control of everything on the team, you're asking for trouble, especially when it comes to money and incentives and wanting the football. I just think you're playing with fire. This thing is with him. I wouldn't want him on the team. I'm done. I don't care how good he is. I know how great a number one receiver he is. He just this pattern happens over and over again in some of the best situations you could have on a football team. And all they want him to do is come in and play. And it's incredible all the junk you get with this guy over and over again. I'm just tired of hearing about it. People defend the guy. You have a right to do whatever you want, but it's just getting old now. I get that he's a really good receiver, still a really good receiver, takes great care of himself, but the other stuff just absolutely kills it for me, all this other junk. Against the New York Jets, and we've got drama. We've got drama at Tampa Bay getting ready for the playoffs, and you're playing the stinking Jets? Just don't get it, man.
Do you think Antonio Brown plays another down in the NFL?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Right. I think he's not in the NFL at this point.
Everybody's going to be tempted because he is a number one dude when he's playing. You saw the game he had against Xavier Howard. You've seen the game he had just a couple of weeks ago when all those guys were out. You're going, man, they're lucky they got this guy. And then out of nowhere, not off to a good start, down a couple of scores. And you're pouting at halftime about not getting the ball thrown to you. And then you're going, well, my ankle hurts. I can't play. I'm not playing.
Yeah, so. Well, I have to ask you this, Joe. I want to ask you real quickly and go to a different subject. We are a couple days away from now from the national championship game. Is it just a fatigue that we're not getting a lot of talk about this nationally, and it's just kind of the game that's coming up Monday? Am I not seeing it like I usually see it, where it's this big hyping of a national championship game? It is the two biggest and best teams in college football, yet it just seems like the fatigue might be getting to a lot of people out there.
It is the two best teams in football, clearly, in college football. Whether we had a playoff of 20 teams or just the four, they are clearly the two best teams. But I just think that game's been hurt by the fact that they just played each other in an SEC championship game. And I think that has really hurt this game a lot. Although I think a lot of people still going to be watching to see what kind of adjustments Georgia makes to make it a better game. They seem to match up better than what we saw the first time around. I thought it was one of Saban's best coaching jobs ever. The way he exposed that secondary of Georgia, it was giving up like 7 points a game, that defense. But I'm really curious to see what's going to look like a second time around. But, yeah, I think anytime two teams play each other and then play each other again a couple of weeks later, it loses a little something.
All right, Joe, Dolphins and Patriots Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium, 4:25 kick. We've been talking, as you can imagine, a lot about the future of the team here, seeing as this game will not have an impact on the Dolphins' postseason hopes, which are now gone. Tua Tagovailoa, the big discussion point here, Joe, is there anything that he can do on Sunday that would maybe sway your opinion or change your opinion on his future with this team after the performance that he had against Tennessee?
No. I know what Tua is. I think I got a pretty good feel how good Tua is. I understand if you get more around him, Tua's going to be better. But Tua's not going to take teams that don't have a lot of talent. He's not going to be able to get the most out of them. I think he'll play better this week at home. Weather conditions will be a lot better. That in itself is still an issue for me, that you've got to have a quarterback that can play in all conditions, including in the Northeast and cold weather cities late in the year. And he just did not play well in the cold weather, the combination of snow, rain, and wind against Tennessee. And that, by the way, by itself is an issue because you're going to have to play in those games every year. You very seldom are going to be able to skip and miss all those games. At some point late in the year, you're going to end up in a couple of cities. Usually it's Buffalo the last game of the year. It's been New England the last game of the year. So I expect he'll play better this week. It's another good test for this team. They step up in competition for a second week after just getting their butts kicked last week by Tennessee. But I think the team knows what they have in Tua Tagovailoa. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, that cold weather thing is a little bit strange. And we're talking about Tennessee. We're not talking about Buffalo or New England or one of those places where, like, it really gets cold. I heard Crowder joke that the Tua was going to go to Alaska and throw with a seal during the offseason. That was
no,
his,
no,
his
he
plan,
did actually but... say he's going to go up and spend time with his brother in Maryland and get more used to it. And I'm like, ooh, that probably should have been happening before you were coming back and knowing there's a good chance. By the way, he only missed it by a day. You know what's crazy? Tennessee was like 70 degrees on Saturday that week.
Of course, right, of course.
So, and then, of course, the cold front comes in with that nasty weather, and he's having trouble getting the ball out of his hands. So, yeah, but I think the team's got a pretty good idea what they have. Matter of fact, didn't the team kind of show their hands with the Deshaun Watson thing, honestly? Did that just randomly show up and become a topic?
Yeah, and that's where my follow-up was heading, Joe. How does this get addressed here? And we're going to have plenty of time to talk about the offseason here, but if you had to guess right now, I guess they'll explore Deshaun Watson, but we don't know how realistic that option is going to be. If he has to get a lot of stuff cleaned up before he's even available to play in the NFL. Once again here, Joe, but we've also talked about the possibility of using maybe a second-round, third-round pick on a quarterback as a flyer. How do you see this thing kind of getting addressed here in the offseason?
Well, they need to do what you just said. They need to start drafting some quarterbacks. I think that is part of this, and I don't necessarily mean in the first round, but they need to find a guy that they can develop of their own. I would agree with that. The other thing that's interesting on this Deshaun Watson thing, don't think we're going to be the only ones out there looking at Deshaun Watson. I love everybody thinks the Dolphins only team. There's seven or eight teams right now trying to figure out, having this conversation in the last week of the season out of the playoffs, going, how do we get better at quarterback because we don't have our guy? Those conversations are there. There's a lot of teams in the same boat. Some may draft a guy in the first round, but there's a lot of teams trying to figure out, how do we get through another year, upgrade it, sell our fan base, that we're doing the right thing and going in the right direction. We're in a really difficult situation. That's why I continue to say, don't be surprised if Tua Tagovailoa is still in the mix for the starting quarterback job next year for the Miami Dolphins.
All right, Joe, before we let you run your last couple days, how much Narcos have you watched, and does the wife still love you?
Not real pretty. With a matter of fact, I had to walk away from her. I've had a gut full of, just trying to communicate with her. I'm done for a while.
Okay.
And, honestly, I've been watching those Alaskan shows mostly.
The Bushwhacker shows. Wow. Very
not
good.
The Bushwhacker, but Below Zero. I've been watching Below Zero and, Port. There's a port show that's like in the middle of an island, and I've been watching that show. These crazy people. Like, I have to pretend that the camera guy's not there when they're out there in the middle of nowhere by themselves. I realize there's a cameraman with them, but you try to block that out. Like, they're really out in the middle of nowhere, 40 below zero, and there's grizzly bears, and they're out hunting and walking across these lakes that are supposed to be frozen, but yeah. All that stuff.
All right,
well,
bro.
Feel
listen,
better
you, yeah,
from
you
all
feel
of
better.
Us. Right.
Have some soup or something, you know, something.
Some stew. Yeah. Right, right. Whatever you can.
Have a nice warm bowl of soup.
Right. Whatever you can hold down. Right.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, listen, thank you for
letting
me get a little bit
of
a fix
in. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I got a fix in. I appreciate you guys throwing a couple of softballs out there for me this morning.
Of course.
Unlimited flight, but a couple of softballs. Thank you. That was nice.
News, too. Joe, 2026, Hard Rock Stadium will host the national championship game. It's been announced by Brett McMurphy this morning.
The 2026 national championship game.
Back here in the mix, the fold, Hard Rock Stadium for the college football national championship. And by then, we should have the end of about a 20-team playoff to come down here, so it'd be nice.
Right.
Let's see if we can get Joe healthy here in 2022 before we worry about any of those future years. Let's see if we can get Joe healthy here in 2022.
Guys,
it's been a bad start to the year for you, man.
has not been the kind of start I was hoping for.
No.
You right. Never
the
know.
Good news is it can only go up from here.
Right. It's a good
you never
point.
Know,
possibly.
You never know how the bug's going to hit. Going to hit you, and you have no idea. No idea. My mother accused me of not getting vaccinated, so I've already thought I lied to her. So, yeah. All right, you guys.
All right,
Joe. Have a good weekend. Feel better.
See you guys. You too. You guys take care.
All right. Joe All Rose.
Right. Hopefully,
is Joe Rose joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline? We have to say that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get him feeling better soon here, Zach. We got to take a quick pause. We will come back. We'll take some of your texts here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Mike Florio later on in the show as well. More to come here on the Joe Rose Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.